From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Southwest Florida's recent bout of dry, windy weather has left vegetation and many creek beds dry and created dangerous drought conditions for fire crews as they continue battling several wildfires still burning in the Big Cypress National Preserve. However, a reprieve could be on the way as weather forecasters are calling for widespread showers and thunderstorms beginning next week. In anticipation of the return of our subtropical summer rainy season, this week's encore essay from News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams has her pondering the great variety of rainstorms in our region and how we experience them.
I once read that the Inuit recognized at least 15 different kinds of snow. For them, there was no such thing as plain snow, and their frozen world was anything but dull. I remember that the other day when someone asked me, long distance, if I wasn't bored to death with nothing but the same old rain. Same old? Hardly. We may not have English words for them all yet, but Southwest Florida has at least a dozen kinds of rain, none of them dull. There's the rain that sluices and swashes down in great sloppy sheets, rain that soaks the newspaper in its bag, turning printed pages to a single, sodden, pulp-scented cudgel, showers that drift across parking lots and pastures, silvering the air as they pass, spiky rain that prickles the skin of pools and ponds, rain with the audacity to challenge the Gulf, hissing at it, slapping it, pummeling it, until the salt water blurs and slurs in surrender. Lullaby rain, heard from deep in a dream, low and slow, soothing us back to sleep. New wine rain, the afternoon's first wetness, flung against dry earth and cement, raising a mineral mist scented with limestone and wet sun. The rain of bad comedy, eye-roll rain, forgotten umbrella, car windows down, wash hung out rain. Rain that's no match for the stand-up newswoman's fortified coif, rain that pools for a moment in the belly of a curl, then drips from its stiffened tip to her fuchsia shoulder, from which it beads and slithers south. Kalashnikov rain that blasts itself against the beach, thudding craters into the sand as it strafes toward the horizon. Rain that tames even the half-wild scrub cows, that pelts them as they tear up grass, pelts them as they glower from under shrubby palmetto, pelts them until they close their eyes, hang their heads, and shiver like kittens. Metal flat rain, flowing slack-bellied against the earth, flooding fields, farms, the paved, the unpaved, and all things engineered. Rain that can scare the hell out of us, shrieking down by night, rising inexorably by day, carrying with it shoes, coolers, and sheet metal snarls. Filthy rain, engorged with toxic mud and city refuse, electrified by snapped wires. Reckless rain, hurling itself against the bright sky, dancing against the face of the sun to die as rain and rise again in seven-tone splendor. Rain that reappears, pushing up from the earth in a torrent of stems and stalks, fronds and blades, leaves and vines, all yearning toward the sky that once held them.